1. The Evolutionary Basis of Modern Thought. An unprecedented confusion is now permeating the modern world. Everything has seemingly been turned upside down, and the older standards of right and wrong have been almost completely interchanged. Observe the symptoms: huge nuclear arsenals in the great nations, developing nuclear capabilities in many smaller nations, the imminent AIDS pandemic, chemical and biological weapons ready to be unleashed, the unknown dangers of genetic engineering looming ahead, the terrors and conflicts generated by world communism, not to mention Nazism, racism, imperialism, and other evil systems, the wide resurgence of paganism and occultism, the inexorable spread of the cancerous drug culture, giant crime syndicates in the capitalist nations, pan-Arabic aggression in the Islamic nations, and a worldwide breakdown of personal and governmental morality. It is no wonder that there is everywhere upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. Luke chapter 21, verse 25. Surely the world has gone mad. Ideas and theories usually have visible consequences. Effects have causes. I propose to show in this book that there is an underlying idea behind these consequences, and that this idea, though it goes by many names, naturalism, materialism, etc., is basically nothing else than the almost sacrosanct doctrine of evolution. Furthermore, this situation is nothing new, but indeed has been the underlying cause of most of the major problems of the world throughout human history. If this statement seems extreme, I can only ask you to defer judgment until you see the evidence. I am not speaking here only of Darwinism, nor even of biological evolution in general, but of evolution as a total philosophy that purports to explain the origin and development of all things by natural properties and processes in a closed universe, one with no involvement by any external supernatural creator. In this sense, evolutionism is essentially synonymous with naturalism or materialism, with the space-time-matter cosmos regarded as the ultimate reality out of which everything, from elementary particles to complex human beings, has evolved. In arguing that evolutionary thinking is the root cause of the major harmful systems and practices in the world, I am not suggesting that any particular person who believes in evolution is therefore evil or immoral. The only issue is the evolutionary philosophy itself, not the people who believe it. I realize that many kind, sensitive people believe in evolution. The fact is, regardless of whether or not evolution has been misunderstood or misapplied, it really has been made the pseudo-scientific rationale for all kinds of evil doctrine.